Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts in verse 9. The gospel has now finally left Jerusalem at the hands of Philip. He takes it into Samaria, and many people become believers. Then we have the interesting story of Simon the sorcerer, which pops up in the 9th verse of chapter 8. Let's read several verses into that story. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery in the city and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, "This man is the great power of God." And they heeded him, because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. Now, I want you to notice that people would follow signs, wonders, and miracles. They follow Simon the sorcerer, who is using, the closer phrase in the Greek is magic arts. And there's an indication in the Greek, there's about to be a little literary trick here, where the author Luke uses the same phrase for how the people respond to how Simon's going to respond. The Greek is closer to "they were beside themselves." And so the people are beside themselves over these miracles. It causes them to follow him. Verse 12, watch the transition. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Now in the Greek, here's that literary trick. Luke uses the same phrase for Simon's response to Philip as he uses for the crowd's response to Simon. They were beside themselves. So when he talks about Simon watching Philip, Simon is beside himself in amazement, watching the miracles and the signs which were done. Now, I for a long time wondered, well, did Simon really get saved, so to speak, our terminology? And I think it's pretty clear he believed and he was baptized and he continued with Philip. So he believes the message that he hears, he's baptized into Christ, and yet he has not abandoned the dark arts but he has the mentality of wanting this power, and it seems to him, to me, reading, to be more important to him than new creation reality. And as I study this, I realize that the early church is not yet talking about things like new creation reality. They're not yet talking about things like reconciliation. They are sharing the man named Jesus, and they're teaching the things concerning the kingdom, that his kingdom has come and that it's in its fullness is on the way. This message of the kingdom included and cannot exclude the fact that the Jewish nation was about to be judged and that the Mosaic economy was about to end. Jews are coming out of that system right and left into Christ, but they're not necessarily abandoning all the other things. Simon's an example of someone who's not necessarily abandoning the things that he had, or at least the mentality that he had. It's easy for us to go read these stories in Acts and either think that they are establishing our doctrinal stances, or think that these guys had it all figured out. And the reality is neither of those things are true. They are not. The book of Acts is not establishing our doctrinal stances on every single issue, as they're working their way through some of these issues, and they also don't have it all figured out. They're working through that. We'll continue into what actually is Simon's sin, the 14th verse of Acts 8. We'll do that tomorrow. Until then, God bless. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.